Life on the Planet is produced by Milos Radakovich and Central Coast Public Radio, KUSP, Santa Cruz.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the 286-horsepower TL Type S with a solar sensing climate control system. Learn more at Acura.com.
This is Milos Radakovich for Life on the Planet. Can nearshore plankton blooms predict earthquakes? Some scientists have noticed that concentrations of the natural pigment chlorophyll in coastal waters have been shown to rise prior to earthquakes. These chlorophyll increases are due to blooms of plankton which use the pigment to convert solar energy to chemical energy via photosynthesis. A joint U.S.-Indian team of researchers analyzed satellite data on coastal areas lying near the epicenters of four recent quakes. The authors say that chlorophyll blooms are linked to a release of thermal energy prior to an earthquake. This causes sea surface temperatures to rise, increasing evaporation and stimulating the upwelling of cold, nutrient-rich water. According to the study, if the epicenter of a quake lies very close to the coast, then anomalous chlorophyll A concentrations are clearly visible along that coast. The researchers studied four recent earthquakes in India, Algeria, the Andaman Islands, and Iran. Using satellite images and measurements of sea temperatures, they found a correlation between peaks in chlorophyll and proximity to an impending earthquake. The results are tantalizing to be sure, but the studies selectively looked for blooms immediately preceding near-coast quakes. All the areas in question are sites where seasonal upwelling and resultant blooms are common. When all blooms are charted, not only the pre-quake ones, the correlation weakens and, some say, dissipates entirely. There may yet be some validity to the use of plankton blooms as quake predictors, but it will take more comprehensive studies with better controls to resolve it out of the mist. For KUSP, this is Milos Radakovich.